Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to study through the book of Ecclesiastes. Today we're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Before we do that, let me make a few comments. I remember it being very early in the morning. I was with four other guys at the Toronto airport waiting for our flight back to Pittsburgh. We're on our way back from ministry in the Mathari slums in Nairobi, Kenya. I was sitting next to Tunch Ilkin, and we were musing about life. We started talking about trips we had taken with our family. And Tunch told me about one of his favorite spots and said, "You have to take Lori there." And then he got more serious and repeated, "You have to take Lori there." You know, you never know how much time you have together. Tunch knew firsthand that death had come too soon to his first wife, Sharon. And now, after a battle with ALS, Tunch is gone as well. Death comes to all of us. And that's what Solomon reminds us as he starts to wrap up his reflection of life under the sun. Ecclesiastes 9, 1 through 3. "But all this I laid to heart, examining all of it, how the righteous and the wise and their deeds are in the hand of God. Whether it is love or hate, man does not know, both are before him. It is the same for all, since the same event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good and the evil, to the clean and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and to him who does not sacrifice. As the good one is, so is the sinner, and he who swears is as by he who shuns an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to us all. Also, the hearts of the children of man are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that, they go to the dead." Well, Solomon says that in this fallen, broken, messed up world, one thing is for certain. Death comes to us all. It comes to the one who lives a righteous life, a person who's followed hard after Jesus, and it happens to the one who lived a wicked life, a person who walked away from Jesus. Death comes to the good and evil, to the clean and unclean, to the one who makes sacrifices and to the one who doesn't make sacrifices. Solomon says this is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to all. Solomon's not saying that death is evil, although it is a result of sin. He's saying that when the godly and wicked both die, that really just seems to be unjust. The murderer dies just like the nurturing mother. The drug dealer dies just like the person who runs an orphanage in a third world country. It just doesn't make sense to us. We live in a world that doesn't make sense because it's not the way it's supposed to be. Life under the sun is confusing. We have learned throughout our study of Ecclesiastes there are things that we're never going to understand. Those things don't lead us to despair, but they lead us to trust. And coming to grips with our mortality is a huge part of that trust. We submit ourselves to the sovereign hand of God. Our life is in His hands. And one day, in His perfect timing, He's going to call us home. Grasping that death is certain and that our days are in the hands of God will finally allow us to really live. So, Father, I confess my life is in Your hands. So easy to say, but in reality, I want to be in charge. Death reminds me I'm not in charge. You alone are God, and I submit my life and my death to You. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.